You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Friday, you guys. It is almost the weekend and it's time for our Feel Good Friday episode of the week. Today, I want to do a little mini practice that I do from time to time, something that's especially good if you feel like life is moving a little bit too quickly right now. For me personally, in so many ways, things are moving super slowly, and at the same time, I feel like I can't keep up with so much that's happening in the world and all around me. Today, we are going to sit down and do a journaling practice where we evaluate on a really heart-centered level how this week went. So at some point today, I like to do this at the end of the day. You're going to pick up your journal and your pen, light a candle, bring a cup of tea, take a breath to anchor into the body, and then write about your week. Right. So on Monday, if you tune into our Monday intention setting episode, we took a really individual approach to our intention this week. So we set an intention that was centered around a feeling we want to have at the end of the week. So take a moment today to really anchor into, you know, were you able to arrive at that place? Do you feel like your intention has resonated with you throughout the week? And are you a little bit closer right now to feeling that feeling or embodying that feeling that you set your intention for on Monday? A really good way to start just evaluating the week is, this week I've felt. And then start writing on your feelings, your emotional experience of this past week. Just what's come your way in terms of beautiful moments, in terms of moments that you're grateful for, in terms of fun, exciting things that happen. And what has been a little bit challenging? How have you felt about maybe getting some challenging news this week or something that felt like it was just an uphill battle this week? Or perhaps you've been in this kind of in-between place where you're feeling a little bit disconnected from the highs and the lows, right? Maybe this week was just really mundane all throughout. So this week I've felt.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
I love to do a little evaluation of the week from that emotional place instead of this week, what went well and what didn't go your way this week, or doing it from a business perspective, really anchoring into that place of your heart. What did you experience throughout this week? Meaning, if this week was just overall hard on you, if you felt sad a lot, if you're feeling low, just to give yourself the space to journal on that. And actually, by journaling on it, you validate your own experience and you give yourself just that little moment of permission saying, hey, this is what I felt this week. It brings present moment awareness to what you're going through right now, which actually is going to make things a little bit easier. And if you had a wonderful week and you felt great all throughout and, you know, you had those happy, happy, happy days, same thing. It's just validating your ability to experience joy and be grateful when good things happen and when you feel good all throughout the week. So think of this little week evaluation just as an opportunity for you to validate your own experience. So when you journal, try to stay away from this was good or this was bad and stick with the feeling of this week's experience. I like to do this practice, and it can literally be just 15 minutes of your time, right? Or if you get on a roll and you want to write for a long, long time, you can as well, of course. But just to kind of transition from the week into the weekend, especially if you want to have the weekend be a fresh start and you want to set maybe a new intention for the weekend, or you want to elevate something for this weekend, that you can put this week behind you, right? So it's just like closing the door on the week by talking the week through with yourself. So that's our feel good practice this week, just to evaluate the week, to connect to our hearts, to journal on what this week brought us, and then to connect back to the intention that you set on Monday. You know, did you actually feel anchored into that intention? Did you apply it throughout the week? And if you didn't, perhaps take this weekend to contemplate a little bit how you can actually make next week's intention even stronger for you and really find ways to apply it in your day today. Wherever you are at right now, I hope you have a wonderful weekend ahead. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.